This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you do at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is that you do do, I'm happy that you do that do and that you're doing that do with me. I don't need to tell y'all. Bahamian women all under the sound of my voice hear the voice of the prophet. It rained in Odell. Here's what you need to do. Salt beef, ham, spare rib, onion. This is a basic operation. Paste, water, thyme, flour, salt, more water, a bowl, a very tall pot. You see where I'm going with this? Because it's no way God put 10,000 gallon of rain outside and nobody cooking no soup today. It is blasphemous to let that amount of rain fall and nobody cook soup around here today. All right? So it's July, which means it's Independence Month. And so here's what I'm doing for you all throughout the month of Independence. Every Friday and Monday, I'm going to bring in studio with me Bahamian artists, Bahamian musicians, largely, because, you know, art is such a wide-ranging area that, you know, I make... bring a guy in here that kind of plats broom straws or something, and that would be of no benefit to you in the listening audience. So every Friday and every Monday, right, you can definitely tune into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM at 11 when Levan Miller is unleashed on your radio. And as a matter of fact, you really shouldn't be listening to anything else, because, I mean, you know, what else could you be listening to at 11 o'clock in the morning? Just listen to Guardian. Take my word for it. They put me in charge of good ideas all the time. It's a good idea. Outside of that, though, I want to send a special shout-out to the family of Mr. Hepburn, right? We know him as Ali Kiat, Clifford Hepburn from the Bluff Kid Island, who is going to his final resting place today. Last week, it was Force Chief Petty Officer Dane Wilson. This week, it happens to be retired able seaman Clifford Hepburn, again, another friend of mine, somebody that I know. I didn't serve alongside him, but he went on to do some interesting things. He, too, happens to be a Bahamian songwriter. So before we get started with my show, I kind of want to, in tribute, just play this song by Clifford Hepburn, Ali Kiat, alias Ali Kiat, from the Bluff Cat Island, and it's called We Will Be All Right. It's almost like a message to his family and to his friends and to everybody that knows him. Well, that's not why it was written, but it is quite appropriate in this instance, you know, because he's gone on. But, no, you know, no need to fuss, no need to fight. We will be all right. By Clifford Hepburn.
We will be all right tonight. We will. Oh, fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. We will be alright, alright. We will be alright. No need to fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. City mouse is in the city. Country mouse lives on the farm. You can find Mickey Mouse at Disney World, playing with little boys and girls. We will be alright, alright. We will be alright. No need to fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. One little piggy went to market. One little piggy stayed at home. One little piggy ate roast beef, and one little piggy had none. We will be alright, alright. We will be alright. No need to fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. City mouse lives in the city. Country mouse lives on the farm. You can find Mickey Mouse at Disney World, playing with little boys and girls. Some people goes to Miami, some people goes to Spain. Some people sit on do nothing seat, and all they do is complain. We will be alright. We will be alright. No need to fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. We will be alright, alright. We will be alright. No need to fuss, no need to fight. Just do what's right. We will be alright. We will alright, no need to fuss, no need to fight, just do what's right.
And so there you have it, Clifford Hepburn, aka the Alley Cat. We will be all right. It's a message, I guess, to everybody that may have something going on. I don't really know whatever's going on. It'll be all right. That's what Clifford have to say. Also, in other news, this is quite frivolous, has nothing to do with anything. I see there's a hurricane out there stirring up. It just so happens to coincidentally be that the hurricane is named Elsa. And I happen to know an Elsa. And I want to say that if y'all better pray that hurricane like old Elsa, because if that like young Elsa, we may have a problem. All right. So let's pray, right, that this like Grammy Elsa hurricane we talking about, and not left-hand beaten mummy Elsa, because that's a different, they different people. Anyway. Wendy joins me in studio this morning. I think she's getting her social media technology stuff together. But she's here. Wendy Lewis is with me in studio. She's my first artist in my series of Bahamian artists throughout the month of July. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Leaving.
So good to hear it.
Leaving.
So good to hear it.
Bahamas. I want you to listen to me carefully and listen in the spirit and with your ears.
Oh, hallelujah.
So that it can come through your lips.
Oh, yes.
Leaving.
Yes. Leaving the Lord.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Mm-hmm. There's so much, and I don't think we have that much time. Mm-hmm. But I have new music.
Sure.
I have a song called Last One on the Tamarin Rhythm. I hope you guys get to play that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still pushing my hit single Walkout, which is on the Good Feels Rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm also pushing a song in front of you that I released in 2019 that I just didn't think got its due.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reintroducing that to the public. I have a new store. I'm selling trendy clothes called Shop W242.
Okay.
It's on my website. My website is whatyounowaboutit.com.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just here living and, you know, making
like
things
happen. Like La
Vida
Loca? Or just...
No. It's, okay. It's very quiet. Okay. It's living. It's okay. A crazy life.
Okay.
But I'm doing good.
Okay.
How you doing? Good cousin? You all just my cousin, you know.
Yeah.
It's
my good cousin. Believe it or not. They don't believe me when I tell them joke.
And I mean real cousin, you know, because people use that term.
Not the set yet, dog.
Yeah, they use that term very loosely, but we share blood.
Yeah, yeah.
We share blood.
So you've been busy, although the world has been asleep, making music.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few places to kind of display your music as an artist in the Bahamas. How exactly are you dealing with that?
Well, I have actually been fortunate during the 2020 version of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
not this 2021 version mm-hmm. of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
but I actually got a lot of opportunities to perform virtually. I was really one of very few artists that got that opportunity, so I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that time to do a lot of interviews internationally, and these would be in places that I probably would not ordinarily be able to fly to.
Sure.
But because of the pandemic and a lot of people in the world being at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, the social media and everything was wide open, so there were a lot of interviews. So I've had interviews in Trinidad, in London, mm-hmm. like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually used that time, I would say wisely, but I used it creatively to my advantage.
Now, how is the music resonating outside of, you know, the Bahamas? What you do isn't colloquially Bahamian music, right?
Yes.
And
we need to talk about that because I always say this, you know, I get this question a lot, and I am not shy in giving my response, but I know that my response isn't what, you know, my other colleagues who've been in the industry for a longer time than me. It's not the same answer.
Okay.
But people always ask, what is Bahamian music? Mm-hmm. And I prefer to refer to music by their genres and not where they come from, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Because music is really a universal thing.
Okay.
And the way you define it is by genres, mm-hmm. right? In the same way we have different religions mm-hmm. and we define them by denominations, music is defined by genres.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about what the genre that is popular in the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
and what Bahamians have made popular, you would say that's Rake and Scrape and
sure.
John Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you what you hear playing most on radio is reggae.
Right.
And we have reggae artists that are Bahamians, and they do very well in their industries.
Mm-hmm.
I actually do soca,
mm-hmm.
and so that's Bahamian soca,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to sound different than a Trinidadian soca or a Jamaican soca. And I also do Rake and Scrape, and I also do John Canoe, and Rake and Scrape is in New Orleans. So the Rake and Scrape from New Orleans isn't going to sound exactly the same as the Rake and Scrape from the Bahamas. And John Canoe isn't only in the Bahamas either, so I really prefer to refer to it by its genre.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the colloquial terms, I don't do Bahamian music, but I don't accept that. I do Bahamian music.
Okay.
Because my music is 100% created by Bahamians.
By Bahamians.
Written by Bahamians. In the Bahamas, recorded in the Bahamas. And some of the songs that are Rake and Scrape or John Canoe are covers of country songs.
Mm-hmm.
Songs not written by Bahamians at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what a quandary is that?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but, you know, once you have the goatskin drum in there and two fellas knocking a pot, you know.
Then it's the genre.
Yeah, you get the authentic sticker of approval on it being Bahamian music. Okay, so you said you've done interviews in Trinidad, done interviews in London. Have you noticed a greater appetite at home for your music recently?
I feel I need you to ask me that question in a different way, because I still feel like here in the Bahamas, there's a lot of people that haven't heard my music.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel that way.
Like, for instance, I heard a song yesterday, and I consider myself someone that reads well, which means, you know, that I'm well-read, right? And I know that I know the song.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't intimately aware that it was actually Bahamian singing this, right?
There's that.
Right.
There's
so, I mean, is that something you still face here at home? Like, people
Absolutely.
Hear your music, hear the quality, and say, that's a Bahamian?
Absolutely. It's gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
There's been quite an increase in other Bahamian artists who have, you know, they level up. Mm-hmm. So now their music sounds really on par with global standards. There's a lot of that. But there's still a big segment of Bahamians who, when they hear Wendy music or other artists that are doing music like myself or on the same standard, they don't know that it's Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like the moment that they know it's Bahamian, they shift where they had it in their minds. Mm. And I'm not talking even positively. Mm-hmm. A lot of them shifted negatively and they'd be like, oh, that's just Bahamian music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but before you knew that was Bahamian music, what did you really feel about it? Mm-hmm. And then so now it starts to speak to who we are as people.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't love ourselves. Yeah. You know, it's always better if it's foreign. It's better if it's a different color. You know, it's better if it comes from someone with a different accent. Mm-hmm. So I still feel like there's still a lot of that happening. However, there is a really, really big population of people that support Bahamian music, support local artists. And when I say Bahamian music, I mean the Willis and Neelis, who's doing reggae. Mm-hmm. I mean the Twin Nem and the Tanash, who's doing rap. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the Wendy, who's doing fusion and soca. Mm-hmm. I mean the Carissas, who's doing R&B. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole group of people that support Bahamian music.
Sure. So I know that you've been on the girl power trip for a long time.
A long time.
how is that fleshing out for you? I mean, are you noticing that... that you are, I mean, starting a movement of any sort? Are women walking out now more because of Wendy?
Walk out for them. Absolutely. I like, honestly, like, people would see me and then they just start singing the song.
Yeah.
And I know that when I hear the song, you know, I listen to the song Walk Out even as a fan, just a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an anointing in that song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, there's an anointing that gives you self-confidence.
Yeah.
And I see it when people are listening to it or dancing to it or singing to it. And that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Like, that means the song did what it was supposed to do. It inspired. And it inspired you to be confident and to walk out. And guys could walk out too.
Mm-hmm.
Walk out just literally means own where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Own that space.
Yeah.
Unapologetically own it, you know?
So, yeah. In the background that we come from, we would say it is the anointing That makes the difference. If you're just tuning in, I'm joined with Wendy. She's in the studio with me this morning. We're doing a series all throughout the month of July. You can catch me every Monday and Friday as we kind of talk to Bahamian artists about what's going on in their life, particularly during this month of July, particularly as we celebrate our Bahamian independence. Bahamian music has come a long way from the...
Can we stick a pin in this? Because I don't even think you know about this yet.
This is
breaking news.
Sure.
It was revealed to a segment of Bahamian artists yesterday that there will be no quote-unquote secular artists in this year's independence celebrations. Did you know that?
I heard that in the wind yesterday. The wind told you that.
Yeah, yeah. Because it hasn't caught on yet. And I feel like we need to talk about that.
Sure.
And I would really like for your guests to weigh in, because I kind of just did a blurb on it today on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately got questions like, what? Why? What? And this is no disrespect or hate to gospel artists at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because, in fact, you can be, I'm going to use the word religious. You can be a religious artist and be performing Rake and Scrape a Junk Canoe.
Sure.
Yes, because... he's doing calypso because it's a genre.
Yeah.
It doesn't speak to the content at all.
Yeah.
But this year's independence celebration is only featuring gospel music.
Wow.
And what I'm told, for the most part, not Bahamian gospel either. I'm talking American gospel songs.
Mm.
How do you feel about that?
How do they rationalize?
We don't know. We attempted yesterday, so a small group of the top acts, the top Bahamian artists, right? All of us thought that the other person was hired.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we thought. And then we found out, no, nobody's hired. And the decision was made to not feature any of us, just to feature gospel music, because there's a theme called Revive Us Again. I have no problem with that. You know that.
Yeah.
And I think every gospel artist or every religious artist in our country would not have a problem with that either. But there's a big issue if you're coming off a pandemic and you decide not to hire any of the local artists that, for the most part, are going to be full-time more so than the gospel artists.
And especially if you're talking about having not created any other platforms. It wasn't like we said, okay, the airport is now opening back up. We're going to ensure that our artists have a solid routine or solid rotation going around the airport. You know, because
this is essentially one of the only avenues. And local acts depend on the independence celebration.
But not just that, because the tourist product, right, mm-hmm. comes to the Bahamas looking for an experience.
Yes.
With the COVID curfews in place and this place being off limits and that place being off limits and you need to be... One of the few opportunities that the people that come to our country will get an opportunity to hear and or see Bahamian entertainment will more than likely be at the airport, right?
Yep.
So why not stage the airport in a way, whether it's the field right outside of the airport where taxis can kind of pull up and you just have a stage, or in the parking lot at the airport.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible.
And you could actually just say,
I picked up my husband the other day from the airport, and you know there's space between... There's like this courtyard space between arrivals mm-hmm. and international departures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had that set up like a restaurant. There was at least 45 chairs and tall boy tables there.
Right.
It's absolutely possible.
Right. And so what it does is it gives the artists who cannot perform in a club because you got them.
Because you tell them they can't, right?
Right. They're out in the open air, and at least you know that the tourist product is able to consume it. And it kind of gives them something to actually contribute to their trip. There's marketing value there. They will Instagram it. They will Facebook it if you're old like me.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if we're going far enough, but this is new news.
Yeah, and it's real. And you know, we went, a small handful of us went down to Cabinet yesterday mm-hmm. to try to get a meeting with Mark Humes, who's the person responsible for the independence celebrations.
He's not in Cabinet, though. Why did you go there?
I don't know why. Maybe that was what we were told, that that's where he would be mm-hmm. or whatnot. But, you know, we did some interviews, and not me personally, but we as in the collective did some interviews with radio, because this was brand new information. Mm-hmm. And as artists who do this full time and we use this as a way to make money for our families, it really feels disrespectful and a slap in the face to just be excluded from something called the Bahamas Independence Celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still can't wrap my mind around that. And then when we did get to speak with Mr. Humes, he said the show is already done. What?
Wow.
Excuse me?
Wow. That is
interesting. Isn't that not only interesting, it's very disrespectful. It's actually very disrespectful.
But then, I mean, who? These are the questions that you then ask, right? Like, who did you all consult with? How did we arrive at this?
Did you all take a poll of the Bahamian population? And yeah. did they
I mean,
say...
Don't get me wrong, right? Like, I could thoroughly enjoy some Lawrence Roll and Denzel.
There's no problem with that.
I don't have a difficulty with that. But, I would like to also have other artists on the stage.
Exactly.
This doesn't make sense. I'm sure they're going to have to revisit that.
Oh, according to them, it's not a done deal.
So is there an annexed... service or something? Like, is there like, okay, we have the Independence Day thing and then we're going to do something the Monday or the whichever
There's nothing
day.
Else. I don't know all this information in detail, but we as the local Bahamian artist community are not participating in any official independence celebrations.
And it's not because you're all a boycotting.
No. It's because
this is an administrative decision.
Yes, it's because we weren't asked.
Wow.
Period.
And that's after coming off of one entire year unemployment.
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's actually very sad news.
It's sad, and we felt, and the reason I want to talk about it is because I feel like if we don't stand up today mm-hmm. on it,
mm-hmm.
it sets a precedent to say you could walk over them.
Yeah. If you goosey
anytime,
them on Monday.
You could goosey them on
nothing
Tuesday.
Nothing to stop you from goosey them Tuesday.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, my granddaddy always said that.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can give us a call. Wendy's in studio with me. Wendy, you brought music with you, right?
Of course I did.
325-4316, 325-4259. You can call me on those numbers. Crazy people, listen. You can text me on 422-4796.
Do they call that number?
People do it all the time. I don't know why. I say this every day. The text line. Not just me. Juan McCartney says it.
Everyone says it.
Yet people blow this cell phone up every... And I don't know what they expect. I'm not going to answer it, right?
Like, why don't you just answer it? What's the problem?
Answer what? It's not patched into the system. No one will be able to hear you.
Hey,
you literally
you
would only be talking to me. 325-4316, 325-4259. You can text me, 422-4796. Wendy is in studio with me. We're talking about Bahamian culture, Bahamian music, Bahamian artists. What's been going on with the Bahamian artists? post the pandemic, I hear that Mark Humes is out there fudging it all up again. I've not been impressed with him any time in the 3 years that he's actually sat at the committee. That's just a personal Levin Miller position. Please, the views and opinions of Levin Miller do not affect that of Bahamian local community artist.
Absolutely.
I think you're frowsying up the place, Mark. Let's hear some of Wendy Lewis's new music, though. Which one is this going to be? Is this, well, let's hear it, and then you can introduce it, Wendy.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, so which one is this?
This is called Last One. It's Last on the Tamarin Rhythm. So this is a soca and junkanoo mix. We have two soca artists and two junkanoo artists on this rhythm. Okay. And this is my song, Last One.
All right, so Last One. You introduced the song.
I already introduced it. It's named Last One.
Last One by Wendy.
By Wendy.
All right, let's go. So there you have it, Wendy Lewis.
That was last one.
Last one.
You guys should call.
I feel a little like shake on the waist there.
Hey. That's a straight up junkanoo track, eh? Produced by Freddie Got Sticks, Leonardo Sniper Rogers. And I actually wrote another song on this rhythm also called Open the Gate that's performed by a beautiful new artist. Her name is Ilsha. And it's all about letting junkanoo happen. And it's like, we want y'all to hurry up, open these gates because we need to be on the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, every time you come around, I always think about wonderful collaborations for you, right?
You always. Yeah. I almost called you by your family name on this good radio station.
I think that you and Nishi would do such a wonderful collab.
Oh, Nishi has such an amazing voice.
That voice is something.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you too.
She has an anointing as well.
Oh, hallelujah.
There's an anointing on your life, Nishi.
Hallelujah.
That voice, you be singing these rake and scrape songs, and I just be like, hallelujah! Because she can't run. And, you know, I've worked with Nishka for a very long time. Yeah. I met Nishka when I joined Visage. We both were in Visage at the same time, so that would have been like more than 11 years ago.
Yeah, time ticks by quickly.
Yeah. Mm.
So now you also know that there are people like myself that know you from the days of Little Miss Wendy Lewis. Yes, little with the frilled socks. Little Miss Wendy Lewis with the frilled socks.
Oh Lord!
And so, for the people like myself that actually know that you sing, right?
There, let's put a pin there, mm-hmm. Bahamas. I can sing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some people think I can't sing. Yeah,
yeah.
Even.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and I'd be like,
the girl could sing.
I mean,
Baptist church sing. Like she could sing. Right,
and it hurts my feelings when people do that. Right, like I look at these comments, and there's a lot of people. Let me not say a lot. Let me not put no energy into that. But there's some people when I do get on stage and perform. Oh, she's just overrated. She just up there dancing, winding up herself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, sing.
Okay, yeah, because this song that I'm singing doesn't call for
pipes.
Right.
Yeah. This requires a little bass.
Thanks, race action.
A little bass action.
But if I have to give you the pipes, I can deliver.
And trust me, y'all don't want the pipes. Y'all don't want the pipes. I take my word for it. Listen to me. Listen to me. When the pipes come out, Ali, right? You are just going to be flat lying on the ground.
It hurts my feelings when y'all think I can't sing, Bahamas. I went to school and studied voice.
Yeah. It's like a Benny Hinn crusade, right? Like the pipes just knock you out and someone picks you back up. And then she hits you with it again, and you get knocked back down again. Pick her back up, Brock.
You're so silly.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You got it. You got any singing coming up for us? Like singing?
I'm actually recording my album. Okay. This is going to be my first album as Wendy with an I. Because you know Wendy with Y.
Yeah.
It's Wendy with an I. And I promise a lot of the people that support me, who support Wendy from when she was doing just R&B and pop,
right.
You know, they'd be missing that R&B Wendy, but you know, R&B Wendy wasn't getting paid. They don't book R&B Wendy.
No.
They book Shaking Up Wendy.
Yeah.
I have to put one or two songs on there.
Man, you can sing
some pipes.
Well, look at this.
I think so. I have to because look I gotta. I feel like I just have to remind people.
Look at the Lord.
And that hurts my feelings, y'all. Y'all need to stop. Whoever that is. Mm-hmm. God, please.
You know, because I tell people all the time, there's a difference between singing and entertaining, right?
Absolutely.
Like Lawrence can't sing.
No, but he is very entertaining.
You can't find a better one than him, actually.
He is.
Right?
He is good. I love it.
Right? And so sometimes we confuse stage presence, energy, and entertainment with singing.
Yes.
And I listen to people sometimes, I say, this gal can't sing. This gal can't sing.
But she's entertaining.
But
she's successful at entertaining, right. Yeah.
But then I know people like yourself that could actually put down, you know, a little bit of putting down and could still get up on the stage and do it. Do you consider yourself like the peacock, maybe, of Bahamian female artists?
Like, I've never heard that term, the peacock.
I made it up.
Oh, you made it up.
I made it up 2 seconds ago.
I was like, what does that mean? Because I know what peacocking means.
It's a leavenism.
It's to show off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too arrogant to say that. I will say that I know what I do on stage
arrogant,
and I do it well.
Arrogance only for people that ain't as good as they say they is, you know. Listen to me. I wake up every day of my life to be leaving. It ain't my fault that happens to be magnificence. There's nothing I could do but that.
I agree. I'm with you.
I just come in the room and sprinkle leaving on the place. Yeah. And then whatever happened when that happened.
I will say that I put a lot of energy and work and practice into the product that you guys see on stage.
Sure.
So, and that product is someone who can be physical, meaning I am athletic on stage because I dance on stage as well. And at the same time, I pay attention to what the vocal sounds like.
Sure.
And a lot of times, you don't get both of those in the same artist. Mm. And I try hard to make sure I do both of those.
So that's what all that gymming about.
Absolutely.
I see you in
there. When I'm in the gym, and I go to the gym middle of the day, I am now singing and working out because I'm practicing and flexing that muscle, which is to control my diaphragm while my body is being physical.
Mm.
That's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to like suck everything in.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your core very tight.
Right.
Let the rest of your body move. You still need air. Right. And you don't want your vocal to sound like you in
like
a rickety car.
Yeah.
Or out of breath. Yeah. So I work hard at it and I appreciate when people see that.
Now, not because you're my cousin, but because I think you actually did. I think you are actually one of the Bahamian artists that I think has upgraded, if you will, Bahamian music videos. Like, I remember the cringe-worthy days of Bahamian music videos, right?
Oh, they still play some of them on
like
stations.
Like, Bahamian music, turn me on. And he was breaking up this coconut tree.
There's this one video that they still play.
Mm-hmm.
on a particular station, and this is gentleman,
yeah.
and he looks to be about maybe in his late 30s, and like these like some 5 minute, 6 minute videos.
Yeah.
I don't know the gentleman's name,
yeah.
but he have multiple videos, and I just be like, why are you still playing?
These music, this video was terrible. This
video was awful. Oh my God.
But if it's any consolation, right? Sesame Street was big time TV in the 90s, so you could get away with anything then.
But Sesame Street is upgraded right now. Sesame Street be looking like they could be on Netflix at any minute, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, I appreciate that. I work with a lot of great talent. And you know, all across our entertainment industry,
mm-hmm.
we have talent.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the film and photography industry. So I've worked with Reno, F-Dot. I've worked mm-hmm. with Gary Wong, mm-hmm. I've worked with Jiggy Productions, I've worked with IC Marketing, and so all of these wonderful videos, all I do is show up and do my
thing. And magic happens.
And do my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys behind the scenes, the videographers, the editors, the filmmakers, they are the ones that really have that beautiful thing.
Put your headphones on, we going to the break. I don't know which one this is, so I can let her take us to the break. Wendy?
Oh, you know I could feel this way when I'm right in front of you. This is called In Front of You. It's on the Sapodilla Rhythm.
Okay.
I'm reintroducing this. I actually released this in 2019. And I have a beautiful music video for this as well on my YouTube. Y'all check it out.
All right. Don't go anywhere. It's Levin Malai. I'm unleashed on your radio. We'll be back.
When you really need to save big, you need to shop Super Value and Quality Supermarkets. Rainbow Spaghetti and Meatballs, 14.8 ounce can, 3 for $3.19. Promos Peanut Butter, 18 ounce jar, $2.89. Amalanda Fresh Milk, 33.8 ounce size, $1.39. Green Peppers, $1.49 per pound. Chicken Leg Quarters, 10 pound bag, $1.09 per pound. Working hard every day to keep your prices down. That's Super Value and Quality Supermarkets.
Crystal Cruises is setting sail for the Bahamas once again. Crystal will follow the strictest safety protocols as guests travel to Exuma, San Salvador, Long Island, and more. With a commitment to keep communities and guests safe and protect the environment, Crystal's decision to home port in the Bahamas will boost tourism and support the local economy. Learn more at crystalcruises.com.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
That's Wendy Lewis. What is that wine in front of you?
In front of you.
In front of you.
I mean, you know, in front of y'all.
Yeah.
But in front of you is the name of the song.
So salacious.
Yeah. Well. And
I don't know about these things. I'm from the Church of God. I can't tell you about any of this stuff.
Excuse me? Really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay then.
I don't know. I was a decent church of God boy.
All right.
I was trying my best.
You are a decent church of boy, oh, hallelujah. God. Listen to me, church of boy, God. Church of God, boy. But that don't mean you don't know what this is about.
I don't know about that. I'm not.
Church people have children, you know.
Listen to me.
How do you think they get them?
Listen.
Just the same whining in front of people is how they get their insurance.
I thought it was by Cosmosis. Let's get a couple of these text messages in. It says, great show as usual. Forget these women today. They don't know how to cook it. They call it.
I could make soup. Man, the other day when you actually posted that on Facebook, mm-hmm. I had to laugh because I actually made the concerted effort to learn how to make soup.
Oh, yeah?
And they're still paming women today. Mm-hmm. We are trying to keep the heritage
now, alive. Hold on, because you're always quoting yourself on radio, right? You're a dead good behemoth artist, right? But I want to ask you this.
If it tastes good?
Hold on. This is the real test.
All right.
You could bake bread? No. Oh, because we had a good bread bacon Grammy.
You're right, but I haven't tackled that yet.
You got to work on that.
And you know what? Grammy wheat bread.
On a day like today, my Grammy was to bake 18 pounds of bread. People don't believe me when I tell them these things.
No, for true. I remember that class day.
You remember she would bake bread for every single child. And then a couple of the grandchildren.
But here's the thing that stands out to me. Yeah. Her wheat bread tasted good.
Yeah.
Because now if you make wheat bread, you know, you could taste that wheat bread, not white bread.
Yeah.
That's the special power you
know. It was the sugar. Just keep putting sugar
in
it.
Okay. I can't make bread yet. I haven't crossed that bridge.
So if you ain't cooking soup, you got to be baking bread. It ain't no deal. You need warm bread to go with soup.
I'll tell you one thing. I do none today. Oh, Lord. I make no soup and I make no bread.
Save a Lord. This is just... Great show as usual. Please tell my fiance, Shamika Roll, happy 41st birthday. Shamika.
Aw, happy 41st, Shamika.
Leave when you leave out the goat pepper. These women don't cook. Us fellas have to go cook the split pea soup. Ah, boy. Wendy, I got all your songs on my favorite list. Now I got more to add to the playlist.
Yay, that's what I'm talking about. That's that energy I need. We need that energy.
Ask Wendy, how are we Bahamian artists received by other Caribbean artists?
You know what? I am actually not equipped to answer that. Mm-hmm. My honest truth is that I don't think they know about us, period.
Can I tell you, and this is probably my own bias, right? Like, I made it an effort of mine to do a little bit of traveling to the Caribbean, right? I went to Jamaica, and they do, like, three-piece bands in Jamaica as well, right? In what I could consider their three-piece band, rake and scrape band, we would call it here in Nassau.
Right, right.
I've also seen one in Turks and Caicos, right? And I can tell you, they don't do it like us. They
what
don't
you
do
mean?
It like
us. They don't do just, what?
They don't have the flavor, the flow, the energy. Mm. It's different.
Yeah.
Even if you hear some of the songs, because in Turks, in TCI, and I'm sure
that's
you
like
this,
the Bahamas. Turks
they
love
they play a lot of Bahamian music.
Yeah.
But you know, like the kick drum in the scene or the hi-hat, it just... It's, you know, at the point in the song where I would, like, move my waist, I can't.
You can't do
it. I ain't got enough to move, you know?
You ain't got enough gas.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I will say Turks Islanders love Bahamian music. I performed in Turks twice, I believe, or maybe once. And they knew my music. And they knew my music because the radio station obviously was playing my music up to my performance. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got there, they knew it word for word. Yeah. So Turks and Caicos, they really do love Bahamian artists.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the rest of the region, I personally think they don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I found in my experience is being able to work with some of the regional artists and be exposed and be on shows with them. When they do hear my music, they're surprised.
Okay.
And they say things like, oh, we didn't know the Bahamas had it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my answer. They don't know us.
Okay. 325-4259. You can call me. Wendy's in studio with me. You can text me 422-4796. Also, let me tell you what I'm doing during the month of July, right? And this is something that, this is a struggle that I have. I never know what I want to eat. Never. Never know. I would make a perfect wife, right? Like,
what?
Yeah. Right?
Hold on. Did I just miss an insult? Wait a minute.
Right? So I never know what I want to eat or where I want to eat it from, right? And so for the month of July, I'm hopeful, and if you are interested, if you are a small eatery, not none of the conglomerates, not none of the franchises, but if you are like a small little pop-up eatery somewhere, I prefer inner city Nassau, you know.
There's a lot of those on Market Street. There's even a vegan one.
Yeah.
That I sometimes get their food off of the Craven app.
Let me tell you why I came up with this idea. Yeah. Because there's actually a place on Market Street. The people stand almost in the road to buy this food.
Risking their life.
And they don't move. Like, the cars are coming towards them doing 60 miles
you
an hour.
You got to swerve.
Whatever's in that chicken, I want some, right? Okay. So you can give April a call. April at 302-2300. Let's see if I can set up a couple of those. Mm-hmm. I want to do it on every Wednesday during the month of July. So
that's
let's
a good
see.
Idea.
Yeah, let's see if we could. And then that way I can know what to eat.
So what you
know.
Eat? Soup.
Yeah.
All you want is hot soup in hot, your mouth.
Yeah, how you know so good? Man, you save it. 325-4259, 325-4316. Wendy Lewis is with me. Text right here says, you are black like me, so go to KFC.
What?
Fun fact about leaving, I don't eat franchise food. I haven't eaten franchise food since my daddy died. Yeah, I don't eat any of the franchises.
I love that.
Except for pizza. I still eat pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I also, I don't drink soda.
Good.
I don't drink juice.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. I do have an affinity to energy drinks, though. That's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah.
But, like the other stuff, I don't eat chips. I don't eat biscuits. I don't eat any of that.
I mean, that's fine, though, but I like that, too.
If you
I don't
know
drink
me,
soda.
If
yeah.
you know me, you know that I was 40 pounds heavier than
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I get it.
Yeah, I don't.
But I like that not eating franchise food, and I don't know what your reason is, but for me, I take these monthly stands.
Yeah.
Whatever. I call it just my brushing up on my discipline, making sure I can still do what I say when mm-hmm. I say it. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, it's because I just like to give my money to local businesses. Not saying that franchises aren't local, mm-hmm. but if I have to choose between shopping with you, my cousin,
right.
and shopping with the big boys, mm-hmm. I can shop with you, my cousin.
Yeah.
You
know, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it's a bit arduous and
you gotta be good now.
I won't fight you in the road. Sometimes, you know, just to remind you, I'm from Anglistan.
Yeah.
Jesus still working on certain parts of me.
Right.
Right? Like my soul is a hard, hard area. Don't play around. You could get busted in your face.
Right.
Yeah. But if you don't push me to that,
I could
support your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Wendy's in studio with me. Wendy, I think we got a couple more minutes. Let's give them one more song before we get out of here.
Okay.
What we got next?
Why don't you give them Walk Out, sir?
Walk Out.
I really love that song.
Let's
and I
walk
still
out.
Think
that
a lot of behemoths haven't heard that.
That sounds good.
Walk Out.
So introduce it.
We've heard last one,
uh-huh.
Produced by Freddie Got Sticks. We've heard In Front of You, produced uh-huh. by Freddie Got Sticks. So this one is actually produced by DJ Kingston and Jared Fried, who are out of Trinidad. It's on the Good Feels Rhythm, which features a whole lot of other popular Trinidadian artists, including Cass, who's super, super popular. And I have a song on this rhythm too.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is what y'all are about to hear. And please go to my YouTube channel. That's YouTube.com.
I was about to say, give them everything, everywhere that they could find you so they
wouldn't run out of time. YouTube.com/ Wendy242. And that's Wendy with an I. And you will see that music video, which is actually done by IC Marketing. It's called Walk Out. And guys, every time you'll hear a song by me, I say, what you know about it?
Yeah.
@.com and put that in your browser and do yourself a favor to tape. That's it.
Give us your social media handles.
Everything is @Wendy242. That's Wendy with an I. But again, go to my website, whatyouknowaboutit.com. You can buy music there. You can buy something for your wife to wear for the weekend. You could watch my music videos there. All sorts of cool things are happening at my website.
All right, let's hear it.
Walk out.
You don't need no affirmation from nobody.
No, no, sir.
No. On your body.
Oh, 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 oh.
Confidence and sex appeal. Every mile I catch a feel. The way I bounce on the stick it, I don't work the bumper right there. I'm the bossy demon. And tonight this woman's gonna wind up, yeah. My words got to line up, yeah. And of course they beat me. Cause every time I throw my behind up, yeah. My words got to line up, yeah.
All right, so it sounds like we're going to be out of time. Wendy, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for starting my
thank
series.
You.
Yeah, you look like you're getting younger.
Well, you know, that's how we go.
Yeah.
How we go.
We just age to 25, stop, and
I
then don't age no more.
No more. I'm 28.
I age again.
How old are you?
27.
Ah! I know why you say that, because you're 1 year younger than me. That's how we do.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's Levin Miller. I've been Unleashed on your radio. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's Wendy, y'all.
Hey.
They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news for you, and it's now.